So good morning, everybody. It is the fourth Sunday of Advent, and this may be the Sunday I look forward to the most and tremble the most about, because I look forward to it the most because our keiki take over the leadership, and of course that causes me just a little bit of trembling, because right up to the very moment, right, Jenny and Joanna, we're just sort of figuring it out as we go, but you know, the Spirit is with us. So number one, let me just say, I am thrilled to see as many of you in here as I see. We are all aware that the numbers are going up again, that we're in the midst of another surge in COVID. And this is really, I speak to the Zoom congregation as well as us in here. Everybody wave to the Zoomers. I've been here 4.5 years. I have learned that this is probably one of the most intelligent congregations around. That being the case, at this moment, even though our numbers are going up, I want you to know I totally trust you all. If you don't feel comfortable being gathered together in a crowd like this, don't come. Join us up there. Chris and Marcus and Bill and Renita have done an amazing job of making it possible. They make it possible for us to be one congregation, though we are spread apart by more than a dozen time zones this morning. And I'm so grateful for that. So if you feel at all uncomfortable, don't come. Join us there. I do not believe that the church should be in the business of saying who can and who can't come, but I will say this to you. If you have not been vaccinated, I would encourage you to join us there, okay? We're not checking vaccination cards. We're not doing that. I put that upon you all. But we are aware of the numbers. And if something happens in the next couple of days and the numbers just go crazy and we feel that there is a need to go back to online, we'll send out an e-blast and you all will know Christmas Eve will happen. Whether it is in person, whether it is a hybrid service, or it is online only, Christmas Eve is going to happen. Jesus is coming no matter what. And it doesn't matter whether we're online or in person. Jesus is not like coming, Jesus is here. Okay? So let's be very clear about that. We're very aware of the numbers. And I'm so grateful for those who feel comfortable being here. And there's absolutely no reason, if you feel at all uncomfortable, to not be here. It's fine. We can do this together. Okay, that's the serious announcements. Actually, all the announcements are serious, I think. Chris, is there anything you want to say about choir? Here comes Chris running up. See the kick in his steps? He's done with the semester. Woo! It's the first thank God that we've had so far in service, and there shall be many more. Be careful with that microphone.
Oh, yes. So we will still continue to have choir rehearsal on Wednesday, regardless. So please come in purple.
Purple?
Wear purple.
Purple.
For Wednesday. We will meet at 7 o'clock in here, right up here. We may be doing a couple recording sessions. Who knows? Okay. So please come on Wednesday, 7 o'clock for choir rehearsal. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. And I mentioned Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is on Friday this week. 7 o'clock service. Please join us in whatever form that you wish to be, whether it's online or present. 7 o'clock Christmas Eve, and Sunday does follow Christmas. It's on the 26th, so the day after Christmas. Come and join us again. Kavaya's in the back there. Kavaya's in the house. He was in Kentucky, but not in the path of the hurricane. So happy. Okay, any other introductions? Yes, Don. Yay, Jim is here. Nice. Any other introductions we want to make? Skip and Sandy are here. Skip and Sandy are always here. They're either there or here. It's so wonderful. I just love it. Okay, yes. Yay, the Dara Okiki Ohana. Wonderful, wonderful. Anyone else? All right, Lena, let's take it into the fourth Sunday of Advent.
Mm-hmm. Because too many people are wandering in the wilderness. Because too many people are sitting in the valley of the shadow of death. Because too many of our conversations are laced with conflict and rancor. We light candles. Because people all over the world are suffering, we're too often distracted to notice, we light candles. Today, we stop everything and light these candles. One for hope, one for peace, one for joy, and one for love. May the light from these candles overwhelm the world. May the light from these candles illuminate the valley of the shadow of death.
May the light from these candles
burn away everything that is preventing God's love from being born among us. Friends, be not afraid. Even now, God's love is overwhelming the world, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. The Advent candles shine with light.
Same light that shines in us, the light of your love.
On these shortest days of the year, the longest nights, your light shines into the world.
And it shines in our hearts.
Bring to life your holy presence in us as we worship now and as we live each moment.
Christ is born in us, now and always. Amen.
Please join me in the Advent prayer. Gracious God, your angel spoke to Mary long ago, called her your beloved, and showing her your blessings that grew with her. Speak to us now, call us as your beloved, and help us see the blessing that grows within us. Grant us open hearts and minds, that as the scriptures are read and your good news proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you are saying to us today. Amen.
Sitting down, I'm actually going to ask you to stand up a moment, and let's just take a moment and pass the peace to each other. Somehow, I didn't catch that we didn't put that in there. So, peace of Christ be with you all on this fourth Sunday of Advent. Peace, brothers.
Peace, all.
Peace, everybody.
Peace, everyone.
Peace, everyone.
Peace, everybody.
May the peace of God be with you.
So, this scripture reading comes from Luke, verses 39 through 55. Mary got up and hurried to a city in the Judean highlands. She entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. With a loud voice, she blurted out, God has blessed you above all women, and he has blessed the child you carry. Why do I have this honor, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. Happy is she who believed that the Lord would fulfill the promises he made to her. Mary said, "With all my heart, I glorify the Lord. In the depths of who I am, I rejoice in God my Savior. He has looked with favor on the low status of his servant. Look, from now on, everyone will consider me highly favored because the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He shows mercy to everyone, from one generation to the next, who honors him as God. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered those with arrogant thoughts and proud inclinations. He has pulled the powerful down from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty-handed. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, remembering his mercy, just as he promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Abraham's descendants forever."
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth, to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said,
"I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant. Hear and bless me all my life through.
Great and blessed are you, O Holy One, strong is your brightness evermore. How you
reflecting on the story of the innkeeper and the days before Jesus' birth. We have also been thinking about the question inspired by Jesus' birth story. What can we do to help love and peace come into the world?
We learned that in the midst of craziness, an amazing thing happened in Bethlehem. The innkeeper of Bethlehem faced many pressures. Thousands of people had come to the quiet town. The lyrics of the song we are singing today asks, "Innkeeper, innkeeper, can you make room for the meek and mild?
Do you have room for the child?"
No, we have no room. You can check the other inn.
Do you have room for the child?
Sorry, no room.
Do you have room for the child?
Not in the inn, but I have a place in the stable.
Oh, thank you so much. Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about.
As we thought about the question, what can we do to help love and peace come into the world? We remember that the gifts of God's love connects us to all the plants, creatures, and natural beings of the natural world. This includes all of our furry friends. We give and receive love to the animals, just like those who accompanied Jesus' birth. Our Crossroads Keiki love to support the Humane Society.
There are many ways you can support or help share love and peace. Some ways are to adopt animals. We have some chickens, kittens, and puppies.
That's really great, because I really want to adopt some chickens, puppies, and adorable little kittens. I want to take you all home with me.
Yay!
We each have many special gifts. We each have our own way to bring love and peace into the world. Our group loves poetry and drawings. We have a few drawings and poems that we would like to share with you. We hope you enjoy them.
What is love? Is it a mother's warm embrace or a soldier returning from war? Is it a warm, welcoming family dinner? Is it a joyful laugh of a child as they receive a gift? Or could it be the warmth that fills you up inside as you see your family around the dinner table? Perhaps the best answer for this question is that love is simply a cure to sadness, grief, and guilt, to pain, resentment, and jealousy. Because come what may, love will always endure.
Peace is the thing that makes the world go round. And there is one important thing that I have found. Peace is something that comes from the heart. Showing kindness is a very good way to start. It could be helping your neighbor wash their car, or sending kind letters to people from afar. When you get angry, take time to pray. Learn to follow Jesus' way, and as you think of the baby laid in hay, wonder what can I do to be peaceful today? This is my drawing.
Tara's wonderful drawing. Where there is chaos, when there is so much going on in the world, how should we respond? Can we find solutions? Can we open up our hearts?
Who are the people around us who notice what is going on and find ways to help? Our song asks all of us, innkeepers, innkeepers, innkeepers all, do you have room for the child? What will we do to bring peace and love into the world?
How can you destined to be?
thank you all. So lovely to have you leading us in worship. Can you do this next Sunday as well, the Sunday after Christmas? I'd really love it if you would kind of... $5 an hour? Listen, here's 50. So lovely. Innkeepers, do you have room? One of the things that I love about that song and the way and what they put all together is the person who's doing the acting here is not Joseph. You know, Joseph is a lovely man, I'm sure, but it's Mary, right? Going and knocking on the door. Do you have room for the inn? Do you have room for me? Do you have room for me? It's Mary. And what I think about it's that Diane Butler Bass Butler, theologian, she wrote recently, she says, you know, we think about Mary and we think Mary is Mary because of Jesus. But Mary was Mary before Jesus. And one of the things that we know about Mary is that Mary was a prophet before Jesus is born. Those are the words that Nathaniel was reading to us. More prophetic words you probably can't find throughout the whole scriptures than what Mary is saying. Mary is the one, and what she is doing is preparing the way for this child that is to be born. I can tell you in our family, we know a little bit right now about preparing for a child. Our grandson is halfway across the Pacific Ocean right now as we speak, as his mother and father and he are arriving at our home. Flight lands at 2:30 this afternoon, and Naya can testify that it has been a little bit stressful at our home while we are preparing for the child. Things to go into plugs, things to put onto cabinets. I had to strap the TV down because apparently he likes to pull things off the wall. And we've been building, cleaning, doing all sorts of things, preparing for the child. And it's important. But I stop and I think about Mary preparing for the child. And I think about the minimal task of getting little plastic corners, plastic things on the corners of our tables and things like that, so little John doesn't bang his head on them. Mary's having to prepare to go to a place as a refugee, away from her home, having to prepare to potentially flee after her child is born. Indeed, they will flee to Egypt. Having to prepare for whatever the Roman soldiers or whatever the Roman populace may demand of she and Joseph and this child to be born. Having to prepare for the fact that she knows that the birth of her child is not going to be greeted by all with acclamation and claim. Having to prepare for the fact that this one that she is going to bring into the world, she is probably going to see being taken out of the world as well. When I think about what Mary is having to prepare for, I think about the story that we all tell at Christmas time. And it is focused on that child, but it comes because of Mary. And when she asks the question in the song, and when Calais goes and knocks on the door and says, "Is there room? Is there room? Is there room to that innkeeper, but is there room metaphorically in all of us as well?" Because the courage that Mary exhibits, the courage that Mary exhibits at this moment 2,000 years ago, is a call to each of us to be those innkeepers that will indeed make room so that the child that she is bringing into this world is also brought into our world and into our hearts. The example given to us at this time of Mary as a person of courage, as a person of love, as a person willing to answer when spoken to and says, "Are you ready?" is an amazing, amazing gift. The poet Denise Levertov wrote this wonderful poem called The Annunciation. I'm not going to read it all, but in the middle of it, she talks about who Mary is. She says she has been a child who played, ate, slept like any child. But compassion and intelligence fused in her indivisible, called to a destiny more momentous than any in all time, she did not quail, only asked a simple, how can this be? And gravely, courteously, took to heart the angel's reply, perceiving instantly the astounding ministry she was offered, to bear in her womb infinite weight and lightness, to carry in hidden, finite inwardness 9 months of eternity, to contain in slender vase of being the sum of power, in narrow flesh the sum of light, then to bring to birth, push out into air, a man-child meeting like any other milk and love. But this one was God. This was the moment no one speaks of, when she could still refuse. A breath unbreathed, spirit suspended, waiting. And she did not cry, I cannot, I am not worthy. Nor I have not the strength. She did not submit with gritted teeth, raging, coerced. Instead, bravest of all humans, consent illumined her. The room filled with its light, the lily glowed in it, and the iridescent wings, consent, courage, unparalleled, opened her utterly. Consent, courage, unparalleled, opened her utterly. As we prepare, as we go into the end of this Advent season and enter into Christmas Day, are we ready to give our consent, to give our courage, to open our hearts that the Holy One may reside within us and in so doing shine out into this world in the way that these amazing young people have just done for us? May that indeed be our Advent preparation and gift. Amen. So as we enter into a time of prayer, the first prayer that I want to offer is a prayer of gratitude to Joanna and Jenny for pulling together these wonderful people. God, hear our prayers. And a prayer of gratitude for all of you and for Lena and for Chris for making this happen. God, hear our prayers. We have additional prayers that have been sent to me. This one is from Becca. She asked for us to pray for the family of her uncle Dale, who passed away on Friday. Celebrating, she wants to celebrate the wonderful life that he lived. And she told me great stories about life with Uncle Dale. And she wants to also lift up his wife, who is surviving, Sherry. So God, hear our prayers. Emily asked for a few prayers here. She says, continue to please pray for her friend Kathy in Vancouver, who lost her father this last week. She also asks us to continue in prayers for George Harris's daughter. George, she believes, attended Crossroads in the 90s. His daughter is 19 or 20 and has posted on Facebook that she has a brain malady that could possibly kill her in the next 2 years. Can't even imagine what that's like to have to know that. So God, hear our prayers for George's daughter. And on a positive note, Emily also asked for prayers of thanksgiving because she got her car back. Due to supply chain issues for car parts, she was without a vehicle for almost a month, but the supply chain worked again and she's got a car. God, hear our prayers. And our friend Richard Jackson, who is online there somewhere, I saw him earlier. Richard is in the rehab right now, having been admitted into the hospital a week or so, and he said, please pray that all I want for Christmas is to be home for the holidays. And so we pray that for Richard. God, hear our prayers. Linda, any? Oh, wait, are there any prayers that have come forward up here? No hands raised. Linda, any come to you? You have one here. Let me bring you a microphone.
I would like to ask for continued prayers for Judy Rantala, and especially for the way to open for there to be an affordable, appropriate care home for her.
Thank you, Linda. God, hear our prayers. Are there any others? Oh, up there. Who is it? Shanti. Speak to us, Shanti.
Wait, I got it. Okay, I unmuted.
Yeah, thank you.
Please, I need prayers for these people at Christmas time flying to or from their destinations. And afterwards, it's going to be Mondays. Oh, boy, that's going to be a mess. Then there's the people who don't have a home. There's the tainted water. Oh, please pray for the world. Oh, and may we have a joyous time. May we answer and get to solutions. Thank you.
Thank you, Shanti. God, hear our prayers. Are there others that I missed up there? Oh, yes, Karen. And then Bridget, I'll just go to Bridget because she's right here.
Prayers for my uncle and also for those who can't be with family for Christmas.
Thank you, Bridget. God, hear our prayers. Karen?
Prayers of gratitude for Jim celebrating his 84th birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, Jim. God, hear our prayers. Any others? Who? Gabriel has a prayer of thanksgiving to share. Auntie Lee, do you want to say what it is?
Okay. So, I don't know how to do this. I was accepted to the Boston Ballet School.
Yeah! That's good news. God, hear our prayers. Janet, getting my steps in this morning. There you go.
Yes, I'd like to say a prayer of thanksgiving for the many scientists who have helped develop the vaccines that make it possible for us to gather here today, I believe.
Amen. God, hear our prayers. And Libby. Libby's just been accepted to the Tallahassee School of Best Mom in the World.
Not really. But I would like to pray for all of our friends and families, members who are unvaccinated, and just pray that they stay healthy and hopefully have a change of heart and can find the humility just to go and get the vaccine so we can get on with our lives and save lives.
Thank you, God. Hear our prayers. Are there any others? Let's continue then with saying together the Lord's Prayer. Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and that shall be.
Heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your common love, peace, and freedom, together are one. The bread we need for today, forgive us. For the hurts we cause others, forgive us. Forgive those who have hurt us, empower us. To forgive temptation, to test, strengthen us. Spare us. And the rid of all that is evil, free us. For reign and glory and power of his love, now and forever. Amen.
Okay, so the theme of this week in Advent is love. And while I was excited to reflect on things that I love so much about my time at this church, I was also a little bit hesitant because, as you may know, stereotypically, teenage boys don't really like to talk about their feelings. Despite that, I have been thinking a lot recently about what love is, especially at this time of year. One of my favorite holidays is Thanksgiving. And while I do love it because I get to eat a ton of really good food, I also really enjoy my time because of the people that I get to spend it with. Pretty much ever since I can remember, my family has had Thanksgiving at the Kimuras, and the day is always filled with amazing cooking and good times. This year was especially enjoyable as the Demor Devors and the Apuzanitos came over too. And I had a specific moment this year that was really special to me because I was really able to see, kind of for the first time, how much love I felt and how much love surrounded me. It was a pretty hectic evening, especially with all of us kids running around and playing hide and seek all around the house. But amidst all the chaos, I was able to just take a moment and just witness all the people around me and just watch everybody. The adults talking, because that's really the only thing they do together, and the kids running around, and I was just realizing how grateful I was to be there in that moment, surrounded by people who I love so much and who make me feel so loved and appreciated. And so since then, I have been kind of reflecting on how it is that I came to that point in time, and what I was realizing is that without this church, like, I would have never met all the amazing people that I was able to spend Thanksgiving with. And now, as you all know, this invitation is meant to inspire you into donating and contributing what you can. But I really wanted to say how instrumental the Church of the Crossroads has been in my life because of the community of love that it creates and sustains, so that I know I will always have a place where I will feel loved and get a chance to share my love with others.
Thank you.
Dear God, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together today in love. Please bless this offering so that we may continue to promote this community of love and goodwill. Amen.
See the Promised One. Each one of our hearts is awaiting to welcome the Promised One. May we indeed open those hearts so that a world waiting may know that indeed Christ is here. Ima oku kaloku mai kai o kahoku Yesu Christo. Me ke aloha o ke akua a me kolana poana o ka uhane hamolele me akua pa. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you this day and forevermore. Amen.